all the Megadeth levers and told me how they bloody well work, wouldn't they? Zipped. Honey, it doesn't happen like that in real life. I don't know what's happening and I can't stop it. Clouds churned around the horizon. Overhead, the sky was still clear, the air torn by nothing more than a light breeze. But it wasn't normal air. It had a crystallized look to it, so that you might feel that if you turned your head, you might see new facets. It sparkled. If you had to find a word to describe it, the word thronged might slip insidiously into your mind. Thronged with insubstantial beings awaiting only the right moment to become very substantial. Adam glanced up. In one sense, there was just clear air overhead. In another, stretching off to infinity, were the hosts of heaven and hell, wingtip to wingtip. If you looked really closely and had been specially trained, you could tell the difference. Silence held the bubble of the world in its grip. The door of the building swung open and the four stepped out. There was no more than a hint of human about three of them now. They seemed to be humanoid shapes made up of all the things they were or represented. They made death seem positively homely. His leather greatcoat and dark visored helmet had become a cowled robe, but these were mere details. A skeleton, even a walking one, is at least human. Death of a sort lurks inside every living creature. The thing is, said Adam urgently, they're not really real. They're just like nightmares, really. But we're not asleep, said Pepper. Dog whined and tried to hide behind Adam. That one looks as if he's melting, said Brian, pointing to the advancing figure, if such it could be called, of pollution. There you are, then, said Adam encouragingly. It can't be real, can it? It's common sense. Something like that can't be really real. The four halted a few metres away.
It has been done, said Death.
He leaned forward a little and stared eyelessly at Adam. It was hard to tell if he was surprised. Yes, well, said Adam, the thing is, I don't want it done. I never asked for it to be done. Death looked at the other three and then back to Adam. Behind them, a jeep skewed to a halt. The two of them ignored it.
I do not understand, he said. Surely your very existence requires the ending of the world. It is written.
I don't see why anyone has to go and write things like that, said Adam calmly. The world is full of all sorts of brilliant stuff, and I haven't found out all about it yet, so I don't want anyone messing it about or ending it before I've had a chance to find out about it. So, you can all just go away. That's the one, Mr. Shadwell, said Aziraphale, his words trailing into uncertainty, even as he uttered them. The one with the T-shirt. Death stared at Adam.
You are part of us, said War between teeth like beautiful bullets. It is done. We make the world anew, said Pollution,
his voice as insidious as something leaking out of a corroded drum into a water table.
You lead us, said Famine.
And Adam hesitated. Voices inside him still cried out that this was true and that the world was his as well, and all he had to do was turn and lead them out across a bewildered planet. They were his kind of people. In tiers above, the hosts of the sky waited for the word.
You cannot want me to shoot him. He's but a bairn.
Said Aziraphale. Yes, perhaps we'd just better wait a bit. What do you think?
Until he grows up, you mean, said Crowley.
Dog began to growl. Adam looked at them. They were his kind of people, too. You just had to decide who your friends really were. He turned back to the four. Get them, said Adam quietly. The slouch and slur was gone from his voice. It had strange harmonics. No one human could disobey a voice like that. War laughed and looked expectantly at them.
Little boys, she said, playing with your toys. Think of all the toys I can offer you. Think of all the games. I can make you fall in love with me, little boys. Little boys with your little guns.
She laughed again, but the machine gun stutter died away as Pepper stepped forward and raised a trembling arm. It wasn't much of a sword, but it was about the best you could do with two bits of wood and a piece of string. War stared at it.
I see, she said. Mano a mano, eh?
She drew her own blade and brought it up so that it made a noise like a finger being dragged around a wine glass. There was a flash as they connected. Death stared into Adam's eyes. There was a pathetic jingling noise.
Don't touch it,
snapped Adam, without moving his head. The them stared at the sword rocking to a standstill on the concrete path.